hypnosis is some mysterious esoteric thing, and it's not. It's just simply a mental transaction in which a person has focused their attention. They've stopped being critical, and they're more open to suggestion.
They call him Flipper. Yeah, faster than light.
Hey, 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 Alicia Phillips. This music. I hope it's making you smile. Welcome. We're here for 40 minutes. Let's go ahead and get to a walk. However, okay, looking at the workout again, it's a progression run. Yes, we're here for 40 minutes. We are going to possibly slow it down today, but speeding it up at the same time. We're here for a 10-minute warm-up. The goal here today is to not totally pay attention to your watch. Sometimes we can get so caught up in our distance and our pace that we just want to go. And I'm gonna pump the brakes and really make our main set crucial. Again, we're doing a 10-minute warm-up, and then we're kind of doing like a pyramid style. So we're gonna go 5 minutes, we're gonna pick up the pace, 5 minutes again, pick up the pace, and then we're gonna bring it back 5 minutes, and then bring it back 5 minutes. So we're going up, up, slowing it down, followed by a 10-minute cool down. All right, so I'm gonna bring you back to earth, and we're gonna have a good time. 40 minutes total. If you're not there already, let's get into a walk. Again, make sure you're checking your surroundings, your shoes are diplomatic, you have water, hydration, fuel, all the things working in your favor to make this your best workout, to make this the best part of your day. If this music doesn't do it for you, I'm not really sure what else is gonna help you. All right, let's talk cadence. As you saw in the title, I'm gonna drill cadence. You are gonna be a cadence snob by the end of this. I even have a metronome on standby. But first, I don't wanna go too far. Let's get into some drills. All right, I actually want you to stop right now, wherever you're at, and I just want you to just jump up and down. Think like jumping jacks, but just bounce like you're jump roping. 30 seconds. Really gonna fire up the balls of our feet. Automatically, you're probably noticing that's where you're jumping, right? We're not jumping on our heels. We're not jumping on our tippy toes. We're kind of jumping on that midfoot. That's where we naturally run. All right, go ahead and take it to a slow jog from here. Another awesome warm-up I highly encourage you to do if you ever feel the need to do extra is I challenge you to do just 5 minutes of jump roping. Harder than it looks. I do that more sometimes when I'm doing my strength workouts, just as like a gotta get warmed up, so here we go. But okay, Alicia, focus. Next drill, high knees. Driving those knees up, getting the feet up, driving the knees forward. Firing up the heart in 5, 4, 3, to jog it out. Nice job. So we're just jogging slow. So far we've done some jumping drills. We've done some high knees. Let's do some butt kicks. In 3, 2, 1, butt kicks. All right, really firing up those hamstrings. Be snappy, 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 snappy. 10 more seconds. Again, we'll stretch in those quads. But the main focus here is waking up the back of the legs. In 3, 2, 1, jog it out. Nice job, you guys. We're already 4 minutes into this warm-up. 6 minutes to go. Starting to get warm. Starting to feel it. Getting excited to do this ride, to do this run. Excuse me. All right, striders. Probably one of my favorite warm-up drills. all they are is essentially a fast run. Okay, we're gonna do 15 seconds. We're gonna do four of them. 15 seconds on, followed by a slow jog before. Okay, it's not a sprint, it's a fast run. Landing on the balls of those feet, driving those knees forward, starting in 5 seconds. Pick it up for 15 seconds. 3, 2, 1, let's go, 15 seconds. Drive those arms. Drive. Fast run. 3, 2, 1, pull it back. Calm that heart rate. Nose breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Yes. In through the nose. Exhale. We still got another 20 seconds before we go into our next one. Shake out the shoulders, roll them back. Shake out the hands, wiggle the toes, wiggle the fingers, smiles on our faces. Nice work. One down, three to go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take it off. Let's go, pick it up. 15 seconds. Drive. Knees driving forward. Pick up the knees, pick up the feet. 3, 2, 1, slow it down. Ease into it. 2 down, 2 to go. Nose breaths. Are you starting to appreciate a true warm-up? Again, we need to be forced. We need to be told to do this, right? Because it just doesn't, we just tend to want to just take off and then track our distance or track our time. And it's these things, it's these little drills that's going to keep us from getting injured, from probably running faster in the long run, and just feeling good. All right, in 10 seconds, number 3. Can we go a little bit faster? In 3, 2, 1, take it off. 15 seconds. Pick it up. In 3, 2, 1, and relax. Having too much fun here. One more to go. Calm it down. Nose breaths. Slow down that heart rate. Not gonna lie, we're not even gonna hit these paces today in this run. So have fun with it. Why not give you some speed, give you some tempo, give you fun. Just have a good time right now. 15 seconds, we're gonna take it off for our last strider. Relax. See the road ahead. 5 seconds. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Light, tall, and relaxed. Driving forward. Come on. You got this. In 3, 2, 1, shake it out. Woo! All right, I actually want you to come down into a walk. Literally, take a deck to a walk. Again, this is not about the distance on our watch. Heck, if you're really feeling like, but I want to catch that distance, don't start your watch until we get into the actual run. Or if you're being real smart, just hit the lap button. That way we can actually track it in your Garmin. You can see some cadence stuff. Just hit the lap button. All right, if you did go into a walk, now is the time we're going to pick it back up into a jog. Slow, still in the warm-up phase. Again, looking ahead, we're gonna go into a 20-minute main set workout. We're going up for five, we're gonna do faster than a jog, maybe going into like zone 3 into a tempo for 5 minutes, and then we're gonna take it back down. We're going up for 10 minutes, and then down for 10 minutes, followed by a nice 10-minute cool down. Yeah. I swear, time flies by when I'm on this mic, when I'm out here with you. I hope you feel the same, because just like that, you guys, in 30 seconds, this 10-minute warm-up is over. And it's in these next 20 minutes that I'm going to educate you. We're going to talk cadence. Now is your time to take a little sip of water. If you have it on you, highly encourage you to run with a handheld. Handheld being a water in your hand. All right, in 5 seconds, 3, 2, 1. All right, picking it up now. We are in, not a jog, we're in a slow run though, okay? Faster than a jog, conversational. If I had to give you a zone, I'd say we're in zone X. So we're kind of in that, we're working, but we're a pace we can hold for a long time. We're gonna be here for 5 minutes. All right, so let's talk cadence. I'm actually gonna turn my metronome on, and I wanna give you something, a beat to stick to. One, two, 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 one, two. Hit, 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 hit. This is 180 cadence. So if you're hitting, striking your foot at hit, 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 hit. I know this sounds kind of crazy. That's where I want you. Okay, that's not necessarily where I want you. That's what everybody talks about, the 180. But what is exactly 180 cadence? Well, what is cadence? It is the amount of steps you take in 1 minute, all right? Sometimes we track it by 1 foot at a time, so it would be 90. Otherwise, 180. Now, we tend to run at a slower cadence. That tends to be what a lot of people do, and not saying it's a bad thing, it's just I want you to be aware. So one of the best ways to do this is really just kind of finding your baseline. How do you find your baseline? Well, you can count in your head right now. 3, 2, 1, count your steps. Every time your right foot hits the ground is one. And stop. What was that number? That was 30 seconds. So you just take that number and double it, and that'll give us a 60 second. And then you double that again, and that'll give you either, so you either hit 90, 180, maybe you hit 70 or 140, or you hit 80 and 160. You wanna do it again? Okay, in 8 seconds, we're gonna do it again. I just want you to count when your right foot lands in 3, 2, 1 now. If you'd let me close enough to dream, then I'd tell you that I was wrong. Give you all of the answers, and you'd take me back to places I belong. We're always running out of time, and somehow. Stop. 30 seconds. Again, double that. What is that number? The goal would be to get that number to 90. If you did maybe 80, 85, that's awesome as well. But I don't want you going from 150 cadence and trying to get to 180, because that will lead to injury in itself. But the chances are that if you were at a lower cadence, you're likely overstriding. Now, what is overstriding? Sometimes you hear it as a heel striking. You're probably taking longer strides and landing with your foot in front of you. And the goal here is, by increasing our cadence, we're shortening our stride and landing underneath us, having a slight forward lean from the ankles. I hope this is kind of making sense. Take it in, because in 20 seconds, I'm gonna ask you to increase your pace. I'm gonna say you call it. I just want you to increase your pace for 5 minutes. Something that you can hold for 5 minutes that's gonna be harder than it is right now. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pick it up. I love it when I match it with the music. Yes. We're here for 5 minutes. Now, just because you increased your pace doesn't necessarily, your cadence should stay the same. It's very common that when you run faster, your cadence typically goes up, and that is true. And if you run slower, your cadence typically is slower. Other things that could affect this is your leg length. Let's be honest, I'm 5'2". I could be coaching someone who is 6'2", or an all in between. So there's variations, but that doesn't necessarily change what an optimal cadence should be. Now, I'm gonna put this caveat in here. If you have been running and you're running and you have zero injuries, you feel great, I don't want to change your stride. I don't want to change anything if you're feeling good. But if you have struggled with shin splints, plantar fasciitis, IT band syndrome, runner's knee, this run is for you. This is something that we can work to decrease our risk of injury. Capiche? Are you listening to me? Okay. I just gotta feel this music. Let's take a little form check, okay? We're looking ahead. We have a smile on our face. Our jaw is relaxed. We're breathing in through our nose, out through our mouth. The one thing with cadence is you increase your cadence, your arm swing is going to increase because our arms swing with our legs. Our hips are driving forward. We're not crossing at the midline. We're not twisting. Our shoulders are down and back. We're staying light, tall, and relaxed. Breathing. Nice work, you guys. In 5 minutes, we're gonna pump that pace back down. Still running. You're doing so great. So I'm here to talk cadence, but in reality, what are we really working on is shortening our heel stride, shortening our stride, increasing the amount of times we land on the ground, and decreasing, I don't want to say decreasing, but less heel striking, more midfoot striking. Just like in the warm-up when we were doing those jumps, and I had you jumping up and down, and we were landing on our midfoot, that's where I want you kind of landing, but under your feet, under your hips. Now this really goes out to my marathoners, my long distance runners. If you are a sprinter, our technique is going to be completely different. But what exactly is overstriding? Overstriding is when your leg extends out in front of you and then you will almost definitely land with your heels first. When you overstride, your risk of injury increases. It's like hitting the brakes, sending a shock up the leg. It's likely slowing you down because it's hard to have a forward lean in this position. It's common to overstride instead of increase cadence when trying to run faster. So when I asked you to run faster, did you find yourself extending your legs out, or did you just pick up your pace?
Phew.
So by increasing our cadence, we're improving our form. We're relaxing our shoulders because we're not stretching and straining. We're relaxed. We're staying tall. Our posture is nice and tall. We're not leaning back. We're not arching our back. And our arms are so much more efficient. You guys, in 10 seconds, we're going to bring that pace back down, thinking like to that zone X, okay? Back to that comfortable run. We're still in a run. We're not in a jog. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Nice work, you guys. I should mention here, and I'm trying to do better, but we are over halfway done with this workout. So if you are doing an out and back, now is your time to go ahead and turn it around and start heading home. Or if you're anything like me, you go like 1 or 2 minutes further because you're like, well, I'm running faster now. I got to make up for that extra time in the warm-up. Anybody else? Always being aware of your surroundings, smiling on your face, relaxing the jaw, checking that form. Another great way to practice some cadence drills and work on your cadence, adding incline. It's a no-brainer that when we run uphill, we just naturally lean forward. You tend to run up on your heels are likely not touching the ground unless you're in like a power walk, right? And you're driving those knees quick. Your length, your stride shrinks way down. So if you are having some hills on your route, find them. Go to them. Hills are our friend. Now there is a lot of controversy out there about heel striking and forefoot, and I'm not here to tell you heel striking is bad. I honestly don't think it is. And in fact, they say 90% of runners are heel strikers. So, and not 90% of people out there are getting injured. However, the majority of injuries are not necessarily from heel striking. It's a result of weak hips and glutes. So, this is your PSA to make sure you're doing hip and glute activation exercises in the gym, in your warm-ups, in your cool-downs, after your run, before your run, on your days off. But if you want to improve your running speed while decreasing your injury risk, let's focus on some running cadence. But it can get to you. It's frustrating. Trust me. I don't want you to get so caught up in how fast you're running. What's your heart rate? What's this? And it's like, it's another data point. And trust me, I love data. But let's just try to focus on cadence for this workout. So I want you to think of your running speed as your stride length multiplied by your run cadence. Let me say that one more time. Our running speed is your stride length times your running cadence. So a lot of times when people want to increase their cadence, they tend to just run faster and then their heart rate goes up and then they get tired and they're like, cadence is really hard. Shorten that stride, run faster. Try to like land and go. I'm gonna turn my metronome on at 180. It's gonna get real annoying for this last minute, and I'm just gonna tick you. Tick, 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 tick. All right. In 3, 2, 1, try to match me. Hit, 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 hit. Feel the music. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes. Feel the music.
Can you feel the bass?
Land, 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 land.
Can you feel the rush?
Come on. 10 seconds. We're gonna slow it down. Stay on beat though. Keep this cadence. Just slow it down. Now. 5 minutes. Keep this cadence. Keep landing at the same rate. Just slow down your pace.
Can you feel the rush?
I'm proud of you. So when we become better at cadence, aka we run faster, we shorten our stride, we correct the heel striking, we have less heel striking, which equates to less runner's knee pain, less shin splints, less foot pain, less ground contact time. So it's like hit and go, hit and go. We have momentum going forward, less wasted energy. This all sounds so amazing, right? But we don't want to jump the gun too quickly. We want to go into this gradually. Yes. Land, 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 land. This beat, it's there with you. It's working in your favor. Hit, 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 hit. Light, tall, and relaxed. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Control the heart rate.
Can you feel the pain?
If you are wearing a Garmin or an Apple Watch or a smartwatch in general, I want you to analyze this workout and I want you to tell me what your average cadence was. Just shoot it to me in the show notes, in the reviews. I'm gonna ask a question and I wanna hear what your cadence was. And I want you to look back at some past runs and what was your average cadence in some old runs or when we did that test today. What did you find your cadence to be at? Have we increased it? All I'm asking from you is better. Have I told you I'm proud of you today? Getting out of your comfort zone. So why do I say I want this to be a gradual thing? Well, just like I said, if I had you jump rope for 5 minutes before this workout and you haven't jump roped in years, your calves are gonna be fired up, okay? Going from a heel strike, just increasing your cadence, we're firing up different muscles. We're probably turning on a little bit more hip work, glute activation. It's change. Change is hard. Embrace the change.
Love the change.
I hope you're smiling. You can hear my sarcasm. Oh, gosh. Whoop, whoop. I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, how are we already this far into the workout? It's amazing. How do you feel? Take a check. Do you feel exhausted? Is this exciting? Do you feel better? I'm hoping that's the words coming out of your mouth. I hope that's the mentality that yes, this workout is flying by. One We did a warm-up. We took our time and warmed up the body. That probably made you want to hit the ground running that much faster. So maybe you started out a little too fast and you're like, oh, that's okay. The good news about these workouts is they're on demand. They're not going anywhere. You can come back to them. One of the fun aspects I love about these is like just to test myself. So I'll see how far did I run on this date doing this exact same workout. What was my cadence? And then I can come back. They go, wow, I did the same run. My heart rate was lower, my cadence was faster, and I ran further. That is a sign you're improving. All right, you guys, we hit that 30-minute mark. How do you feel? Let's take it into a jog. Let's start to slow down, but keep that cadence going. Quick steps, hard to do. You'll notice you're probably running a little bit more flat-footed now. Cadence, you slowed down, so your feet are just a little bit more flat. That doesn't necessarily mean we want a lot of ground contact. It's just hop, okay? Keep with the beat. Keep with the beat. It feels different. It doesn't feel natural. Something we gotta work on. I will say the faster you run, the more natural a faster cadence is, naturally. So if you find yourself in a slower jog and your cadence is stuck in like the 150s, 140s, maybe 160s, hey, I'm actually happy with 160s. 160s is a good number. It's a great starting number.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it. You could miss it. You could miss it. You could miss it.
Another really great way you can see for yourself your running form and your technique is to simply get one of those little tripods, set up your phone, and record yourself running, ideally on a treadmill. And then you can slow it down, put it in slow motion, and really check yourself out. Just like when you're in the gym, I always say, look at yourself in the mirror. Use all those mirrors that are in there to your advantage. And let me just tell you, because I know you're thinking it, somebody is watching me and judging me. You know what? No, they're not. Nobody cares. If anything, they're probably envious because they're like, I want to do that. I want to be like her. She's killing it. How do I be more like her? Or him, sorry. All my dudes out there. All right, so we're nearing the end of the workout. This is when we tend to get sloppy. So let's do a form check. Starting at the head. Where's our head at? Are you over this workout? Are you like, can I see home? Am I almost to my car? Or do you like, man, I just want to keep going? Where's your mindset at? Where's your eyes? Are you looking ahead? Don't be looking down. Look ahead. Your chin is neutral. Your jaw is relaxed. Your shoulders are down and back. Wiggle the fingers, wiggle the toes. Driving the arms forward and back. Your core is engaged. You're tucking your hips under. Tuck the tail. Driving knees forward. Light, tall, and relaxed. Making sure those legs aren't landing in front of us, but under us. Slight lean forward, leaning from the ankles, not the hips, from the ankles. Love it. Another great way to work on cadence is, and I guarantee you, your watch probably has this option in the running settings, an actual metronome. And you can, it's a little annoying, not gonna lie. And you can have it literally have a metronome. So you're landing, hit, 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 or hit, 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 hit. You decide on your rate, your speed. That is another option. I highly recommend it. It's like one of the, it's like my, my striders as the warm up. It's almost like a non-negotiable. If you fix your cadence, if I don't say fix your cadence, if you work on your cadence, if you work to improve it, running in general is going to become that much easier. Let's be honest. You're going to be able to do it more. You're going to be able to stay consistent. You're going to be drastically decreased risk of injury. That's huge. Nice work, you guys. Go ahead and feel free to slow down that pace even more. Less than 5 minutes till we hit that finish line, you guys. We're so close. And normally I'm like, yes, let's go for negative splits. Let's end on a high note, but we're cooling it down. The work has already been done. You killed it. And I'm so proud of you. But now we must recover. Now we must slow it back down. Get that oxygen back into our blood. If I had to tell you a pace right now, I'd say zone 2. So let's get that heart rate, preferably under 150. This is the conversational pace. This is a pace that we can hold for hours. Cadence is still high. Quick feet. Hit, 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 hit. Stay with that beat. This is a good beat. Landing underneath our body. Man, it kind of makes you want to pick up the piece right now, but don't do it. Release the urge. Feel it. Get you some. Woo! In through the nose, out through the mouth. It's okay to dance. Remind yourself, if you're not having fun, what are you doing? I can drill you on form and technique and cadence and overstriding and heel striking and forefoot landing and midfoot striking. But I'm gonna drill you on having fun. Because what is the goal? The goal is to have fun. The goal is to work hard. The goal is to keep running. But the goal is to find joy in doing the things that bring us joy, which it's running, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, this is your chance to time to even slow it down even a little bit more. Maybe you even take it down to a walk. And I hope you've learned at least one thing today about yourself. I did this in the last run, and I want you to kind of just take it in right now. 3 things you're grateful for. Say it out loud. Today, I am grateful for. This weather. How's the weather by you guys? Man, you know, it's hot. It's forcing me to really, really schedule my workouts because let's be honest, by the midday, by 9 a.m., it's too late. Whoop, whoop. You guys, we have 30 seconds left of this cadence progression run, if you will. And I'm so excited for you guys to analyze your data. Because I know it's there, and I'm sure it's been there, and you just never really paid attention to it. It's one more piece to the puzzle. Nice work, you guys. Just like that, we hit the 40-minute mark. Smile. You made it. I'm so proud of you. Another workout done and dusted. How's your body feel? You wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, shake those shoulders out. Roll them shoulders down and back. Now I want you to take these next 5 minutes. The music's gonna stay rolling. I'm gonna go silent. This is for you. Stretch. Your body is warm. This is the time to stretch. Hold each stretch 20 to 30 seconds. If it doesn't feel tight, move along. You feel the stretch, breathe into it. You are amazing. You're a rock star, and I am so grateful for you. You know where to find me on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on your Amazon. You can find me on Instagram at Running Workouts. I'm your coach, Alicia Phillips.
Thank you.